This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone, the show that teaches you everything you need to know about real estate. If you're a homeowner thinking of selling your home, considering purchasing a home, interested in real estate finance or real estate investments, this is the show for you. We are a live one-hour real estate roundtable discussing everything real estate related. No topic is off limits. The Real Estate Zone is hosted by Danny Batsalkin, one of the highest producing real estate brokers in Southern California. Danny, who is also a former real estate attorney, leads a top producing real estate team and has developed a strong following as a well-known real estate expert, trainer, and speaker. The Real Estate Zone is sponsored by Movement Mortgage, one of the nation's fastest growing and most reliable mortgage companies. So get your phones ready and call us now with all of your real estate questions at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. And now, here's your host of Real Estate Zone Radio, Danny Batsalkin.
Hey, good morning, Southern California. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, with TBG Homes and Keller Williams here in Southern California. It is a beautiful morning. Well, maybe not as beautiful as it's been, goalie, but it is still beautiful here in Los Angeles on October 15th. And we are rocking and rolling on the Real Estate Zone here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We have an amazing show planned for you today. All kinds of fun stuff to talk about. But really what we're talking about is some reasons to sell your home now. So if you've been waiting, if you've been thinking, hey, when should I sell? Should I do it now? Should I wait until the spring? Should I wait until after the holidays or maybe after the election? We're going to tell you why now is the best time and why you do not want to delay. And by we, I mean my co-hosts. And we have to my right, I'm still getting used to you being to my right, goalie.
Yes, but I know.
To my right, I have goalie Vidani from TBG Homes and Keller Williams in Calabasas. Good morning, goalie.
Good morning, Danny.
How's it going?
Great, thank you.
It's getting a little colder outside, huh?
But it's nice. It's still beautiful out.
It is nice. We just have to put on a sweater.
Yep. No big deal.
I was talking to my buddy in St. Louis, and he's like, what does it mean when you say it's cold in L.A., like it gets under 75?
Nobody else can understand, you know, what sort of torture we live in here in California, right?
Exactly. So, goalie, we got lots of fun stuff. Goalie, I know you have some super juicy and hot celebrity real estate news for us coming up later, right?
Really exciting and right in my own backyard.
Ah, there we go. Literally in your backyard.
Yep.
I love it. Good stuff. And joining us on the phone lines from Movement Mortgage, number one fastest growing mortgage company on the Inc. 5000 list, Ramey Michke. Ramey, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful morning here in Richmond, Virginia.
And for you, it's not as early as it is for us.
No, it's just after 10 here.
That's right. So I want to tell our listeners that although Ramey is now calling in from Virginia, where she's now located, she has her team of experts standing by from Movement Mortgage right here in Southern California, ready for you to help you with your loan, with your refinance, with your purchase. So Ramey, you got all your people right here local in LA when one of our listeners and one of our clients wants to do something in real estate, right?
Absolutely. Couldn't leave you guys without any help, so got a whole group ready to help.
That's right. So, Ramey, how's everything going out there for you? We miss you. We miss having you live in the studio.
We really do.
Yeah. So before we talk about the reasons that you need to list your home and sell your home now if you've been thinking about doing it, let's jump straight into our Movement Mortgage Minute. So, Ramey, what's happening in mortgage? Tell our listeners all the fun stuff that's going on in the lending world right now.
Well, the lending world, so do you guys remember a couple weeks ago I was talking about the Wells Fargo scandal and Wells Fargo employees were opening multiple accounts for customers without telling them about it? And it's been all over the news recently, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, the news this week was the Wells Fargo CEO stepped down. So they're kind of the poster child right now or what not to do in the financial industry services world. So they're kind of getting the brunt of it. So he stepped down. So it's kind of been a shakeup for Wells this week. And I don't know if you guys have heard, but Wells Fargo is even now being banned in a couple states from participating in financial services temporarily until everything kind of, the dust settles, you know? So that's that's kind of the negative of what's going on in the lending world, but there is positive stuff. So Movement just had this week-long summit. All the market leaders and executive management and all of us, we gathered in Charlotte this week, and we were there for 4 days, and there were so many exciting things going on, particularly with Movement. So we've got our Easy app, which I put on our Facebook page, and it's literally the easiest application system I've ever seen, and it allows you to import your tax returns and your bank statements and everything that the lender is going to ask for to get you qualified. You can do it all on your phone. It takes you like 25 minutes to do the whole application and put together all the paperwork that we're going to ask for.
So you upload it right there onto your phone, all of the documents?
You do everything on your phone. You can do it on a computer too, but it's made to be done on, you know, it's like a mobile app.
That's amazing.
It's made to be done on the go.
How cool is that? So now you can actually just submit your application right on your phone as an app by yourself, and that's called the Easy app?
Yes, Easy app. And you guys, I did a demo version of it as if I were a borrower, you know, and I plugged everything in. And it's one of those intuitive systems. Like, it asks you, you know, are you looking to purchase or refinance? And then it'll prompt the next question to kind of appear on your phone.
Right.
Based on your answers. And it'll import your bank statements for you so that it's not like you can send incorrect stuff for the lender, because that's what we get a lot. Which just, I mean, it just goes to show we're spending a lot of money on technology to make this as easy as possible to revolutionize the industry and provide the best service we can. So if you can give us 25 or 30 minutes and give us everything we're going to ask for, it's going to make that six-hour underwrite that we, you know, that's our goal all the time, to underwrite a file in 6 hours. It makes it so much easier because we've got everything if you do it through the Easy app.
Ramey, that is awesome. That sounds so exciting. So the new Easy app from Movement Mortgage, and that is going to be on our Facebook page. You posted that right on there. So check that out on our Facebook page. You could see exactly how to use that and just go ahead and start that and check it out. And it sounds amazing. I'm going to check that out after the show, Ramey.
You guys should. It's seriously one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I mean, everyone knows about Quicken's Rocket Mortgage that they kind of launched, but industry-wide, it kind of wasn't received very well. Easy app is performing amazingly well, and we're getting such great commentary from people using the software already.
Oh, that's great. That's so interesting story about that. Is I was going to mention that, but I wasn't going to say anything because they're your competitor, but then you mentioned it. So this is better than what the other people are doing then.
Yes.
Fantastic. I love it, Ramey. Good stuff. Well, we're excited to check that out. And for our listeners and for our Facebook fans and viewers, check out the Movement Mortgage Easy app, which is now on our Facebook page. And where can you find that online, Ramey, if someone just wants to jump straight to it?
If you just go to www.movement.com and click Apply Now, it will route you. And then you can go ahead and say if you're working with a loan officer or not. And you can just go ahead and fill out an application. Your application will be routed to a loan officer closest to you.
Got it. So movement.com, that's pretty easy to remember. Movement.com. Really, really nice. Good stuff, Ramey. Well, Ramey, thanks for the update, and we'll keep you here on the show so we can ask you some more questions about mortgages, all things real estate finance. So hang tight and stay with us here.
Yes, sir.
I love it. Good stuff. It's not the same without Ramey in the studio.
I know, it really isn't, but I love her seat.
Yeah, Ramey, goalie stole your seat pretty quickly, too. She moved right in there.
Every time you introduce goalie to the right, I'm like, oh, that was
me. That's right. We also have Dino back today in his Notre Dame jersey. Maybe they'll win a game. Oh, he's giving me the dirty look now. But we got Dino back taking calls. So if you have questions about the Movement Mortgage Easy app, anything related to real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, refinancing or getting a loan, this is the show for you. This is the number one real estate live call-in show. Give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC, 1-800-222-5222. We'll take your calls. We'll answer your questions all day today, or all hour today. All day would be kind of fun, but all hour today.
I don't know about that, but okay. You have the energy, Danny.
Not we can do it. We can be on all day. So we're taking your questions live on the Real Estate Zone. We actually have someone that we want to talk to right now. But before we do, We're going to take a quick break on the Real Estate Zone. When we come back, we got Tony from Culver City. We're going to answer your question. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Betzalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563. Danny Betzalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366.
Hey, John here. Fall is upon us, but thanks to Stanley Pest Control, I'm free of critters like bees, rodents, ants, wasps, and those indoor breeding bedbugs and termites. As you know, Jillian and my nuisance solution has always been our friends at Stanley Pest Control, family owned and operated since 1945, providing fast, professional, and guaranteed customer service. Stanley Pest Control is the pest solution. Call Stanley now at 1-800-GOT-BUGS. That's 1-800-GOT-BUGS for a free inspection or visit them online at stanleypest.com.
Why won't a plumber just tell me what it costs to unclog my drain over the phone? Is it that complicated?
No, it's not. It makes no sense at all. They obviously have a price.
Whoa, you've got a nice aroma. Who are you?
Mike Diamond, the smell good plumber.
Will you tell me how much to unstop my drain?
$99.
But you haven't seen it.
Don't need to. Doesn't matter if it's a kitchen sink or a mainline sewer stoppage. The Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond will unclog almost any drain for $99.
Almost?
Yeah, there are a few exceptions, but you can read all about them on our website before you call. Just go to thesmellgoodplumber.com.
Wow, you're like up front and everything. I just called a guy named Bubba who wouldn't tell me anything.
No Bubbas here, ma'am. Just professional plumbers who show up on time, smell good, and unclog drains for $99.
Call us, 1-800-446-MIKE. Contractor license number 399170.
Hi, it's Alan Gervey.
And I'm Carrie Kasem.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice?
Then tune in to Gervey's Law Saturdays at 2 when we open up the discussion and tackle difficult issues in law and life.
That's right. You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervey's Law? Gervey's Law is that anything that can go wrong can also go right. And we go at it with some of the greatest legal minds in the country.
It's the intersection of law and life. Don't miss it. Saturdays at 2 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Celebrating 50 years of Kings hockey.
Go, Kings, go!
790 KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Hey, good morning, Southern California. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, here on The Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We got Goli Vadani from Keller Williams in Calabasas. We got Ramey Michke from Movement Mortgage on the line, ready to answer your questions all about mortgage, all about refinance, all about real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home or selling a home. And we have our special show today talking about why you should sell your home now. Don't wait, don't delay. Now is the time. Goli, you know what I do realize when it's gotten colder is it does take me a little longer to get excited.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like when we first got here, I was like, it's a little early. And it's cold.
Well, that's why it's funny because I turn the heat up, but it's in Celsius, so I have no idea what the temperature really is.
Maybe
and
that's
it kicks up so quickly.
Maybe that's what's going on. I'm like, it's like a sauna in here now. What's up? All right, well, let's chat with our fans. Tony from Culver City, you're live on the Real Estate Zone. How can we help you?
It's funny that you're talking about cold because I'm thinking about moving up to Seattle. As a matter of fact, I'm going to move up to Seattle. Don't ask me why, but my wife has family up there, and her mom's sick, and we got to we're going to move. We're going to go up there, and we were planning on putting our house up towards the end of the school year. We have a kid who's going to school, and we thought it would be a good time, but I keep hearing you saying, now's the best time, or now's a good time to sell. And really, in my opinion, the sooner we make this move, the better. So I just want to know why you're saying that, because, if I can find some good reasons to do it now, I would.
Yeah, Tony, so a great question. Thanks so much for calling in. And, first of all, sorry to hear that that your wife's mom is sick. I hope she feels better. And on the move to Seattle. So let's talk about that. And let's just jump straight into the topic, because that is our topic today. Why you should sell now versus waiting. And Tony, I got to tell you, you are not alone in this type of questioning. I personally met with two homeowners this week who said, hey, should I do it now or should I wait until later? And my answer has been, and that's why we thought, hey, on the show this week, we got to talk about why you should do it now. And so we do have five actual reasons why now is such a great time to sell. But let me tell you about one of the biggest ones that I see. See, Tony, what I think is that a lot of people overcomplicate real estate. They talk about so many different things and there's so many different factors. When you really think about it, what it comes down to is an issue of supply and demand in real estate. It's basic economics, right? So if you have less homes available for sale and you have a lot of buyers, what that's going to do is it's going to drive prices up. When you have a lot more homes on the market and the same amount of buyers, it's going to drive prices down. So, Tony, what's going on right now is that we are seeing still one of the lowest inventory markets ever, meaning there's not a lot of homes on the market. Yet there's a lot of people like you, Tony, who are thinking, hey, I'm going to wait until after the holidays. I'm going to wait until after the election. I'm going to wait until next year for whatever reason to list my home. And so if everyone all of a sudden lists their home in January, now you have a lot of homes on the market. Buyers have a lot of choices, and the prices can either go down or the buyers are going to pick the less expensive homes. So you want to take advantage of the current situation and put your home on the market now. And that's just one of the five reasons. We're going to cover the other four, but that is the main one in my opinion. So if you're going to do it, Tony, and you have the motivation to do it now, I would say now is the time.
Especially, Tony, since you live in Culver City, you have to look at the specific area that you're in, and Culver City is really what Danny just said. Culver City is the prime example of that, because it's such an up and coming area. So many people want to move there primarily because of the school district and the educational system there, the school system there. And therefore, supply and demand is much more. I mean, there are so many people looking to buy in Culver City and not enough demand. So if you were to put your house on the market now and you live in Culver City, I think that you would do pretty well.
All right. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Tony, thanks for the call. You have an awesome weekend, and we'd love to talk to you more about your potential home sale. So Goalie's going to give you our hotline number to give us a call. We'd love to chat with you right after the show.
Give us a call at 1-800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563. And if you want to call in with any questions, give us a call right now, 1-800-222-5222.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right, so what a great question, and right on, this is exactly what we want to talk about today, so I'm so glad that Tony called in. Now that he did, we have lines open, so Goalie just gave the number out, but let's do that one more time, 1-800-222-5222. Give us a call if you have any questions about real estate, about whether you should sell now or wait. If you're in the same position as Tony, give us a call. We'd love to chat with you. We'd love to talk about why now is a great time. So, Goalie, let's just dive right into that, because I know people have questions on that. Everyone's been talking to us about that over the last couple of weeks. That's all I'm hearing is, should I do it now? Should I wait? So it's such a timely thing to talk about. And that was great advice. So first thing is, obviously it's low inventory, right? Goalie, are you seeing the same thing?
100%. I think that, and as we get closer to the winter months, the inventory becomes even lower because there's this misconception that, you know, you shouldn't put your house on the market during that time. So it really, that whole supply and demand graph changes astronomically during the winter months. So that means it's even, that's the time that you should really put your house on the market because there aren't other homes to compete against.
That's right. Yeah. And with less competition, we talked about it, but that's what happens is that if buyers have less choices, then they are going to a lot of times bid up the price of your property. And we're seeing that still a lot of times. You know, so while we are we have been talking about the fact that, we may see a market correction at some point. We're kind of towards the end of a real estate cycle. The fact of the matter is that right now the market is still appreciating at a really nice level.
It really is.
And in fact, I was going to mention that there was the home price index just came out, said that in Los Angeles, home prices are up about 6.6% year over year. So that means your home is worth about 6.6% or more than it was last year.
That definitely makes sense, Danny. I mean, if I think about all of the homes that I sold last year, if I could have bought every single one of them, I would have because, I mean, right? I mean, it that definitely makes sense. And as a matter of fact, I read an interesting statistic the other day that said that September of 2016, appraisals lagged by about 2%. And that's sort of been an ongoing theme the last 4 to 6 months. And that speaks directly to what you're saying about the increase in the sales price because appraisers have not caught up still
right
to where the home prices are going. So again, and I know that we talk about this all the time, that's why it's really important to hire the right team because the right team will know that and they will know exactly how to deal with it because the last thing you want is to put your home on the market, get the price that you really want for it and be like, wow, this is amazing, and then have it not appraised properly. Right?
Yes, for sure. And, you know, we talked about appraisals a lot, I think last week or the week before with Ramey. So, Ramey, tell us again, you know, what are you guys doing at Movement Mortgage about this appraisal issue? Because this does come up, as Goalie was saying, because the appraisers are lagging in terms of pricing.
Well, you know, Movement's just, you know, we tend to do everything a little bit different. So, but we still see what you guys are seeing. It's not a definitive solution 100%, but I think we feel the problems of appraisals a little bit less than other lenders. A lot of it is because we'll pay our appraisers up front. You know, if you're an appraiser and you work for multiple panels, because no one appraiser is assigned to one lender, you know, they work for multiple lenders. So if they're accepting orders from multiple different people and the one's going to pay you up front before you go do the job to incentivize you to get it in and do it right and get it quick, and one you're not going to get paid until after you do the work, you typically want to take the orders and perform on the ones where you're getting paid up front because you know you're going to get paid. There's no problems then. It's just kind of a different mentality there.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I mean, as with everything that Movement Mortgage does, Ramey, you guys do it the right way. So if you're paying the appraiser up front, they're going to have more incentive to do a better job so they can keep getting those orders from you guys. So that's a fantastic solution right there. And like Ramey said, like we have not had any issues with appraisal when Movement Mortgage is the lender because they're doing it the right way. So that makes a lot of sense. Good stuff,
yeah,
you guys.
You guys are happy.
Yeah, that's right. People are happier. So if you're listening to the show right now and you have some questions on this or you have a comment, are you currently buying a home or currently selling a home and you want to talk about the process, how it's going for you, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. Let's talk about it. So, Goalie, the next thing I want to talk about with respect to why now is a great time to sell, actually has to do with interest rates. And Ramey's on the line, so we'll have her chat about it in a second. But interest rates being so low at or near historic lows means that the buyer's purchasing power is at its highest point. And so if the buyer's purchasing power is at its highest point, there's a bigger pool of buyers. right back to economics 101, because if there's a bigger pool of buyers that are available, then when you put your property on the market, you're going to have a lot of people interested, a lot of people that want to make an offer, and you're going to sell that home quickly and for the top market price. So the interest rates being where they are, while we usually think of that as a benefit to the buyers, it's actually a really big benefit to the sellers.
Absolutely, 100%. And it's crazy, Danny. Interest rates, I mean, we keep saying they're going to go up, and Ramey can speak to this a lot better than probably you or I can, but they're still hovering at about 3.5 to maybe 4%. That is so low.
Really, really low. Right, Ramey?
Absolutely. I think the thing to realize here is historically we're at the lowest of the low, you know? And even if they start to creep up, keep it, you know, we always say keep things in perspective. Even if they start to go up, which that is the expectation, you know, after elections and going into 2017, we expect to see some rate increases, which only incentivizes people to go out and do everything they have to do now, like take advantage of it now. It's still going to be historically low. That's the thing to keep in mind here. And really what you're doing is you're buying a payment. I know you say it all the time, Danny. And,
yes.
And you're buying a payment for the next 30 years. And that makes a huge difference, you know, to have that stability and know what your life is going to cost you on a monthly basis.
Yeah, Ramey, that's such a good point. We do talk about it a lot because a lot of times people think, you know, oh, this is the price of the home. Yet if you're getting a loan and you're getting financing, then that is what you're buying. You're buying yourself a monthly mortgage payment. And in many cases, you know, if that interest rate goes up, then your payment on that same house is going to go up. And so back to why now is the time to sell is because your buyer is going to be able to lock in that super low rate. If you wait and those rates go up, your buyers are some of them won't be able to afford it. Some of them are going to have to pay more and won't want to. So a lot of really compelling reasons there to sell now. We got a couple more reasons that we're going to give you right after the break. So come on back to the Real Estate Zone. Let's take a quick break on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC. When we come back, more reasons to sell your home now and celebrity and luxury real estate coming up.
Hey, guys. All right, here we go. Let's avoid the P word, please. Take one.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips, we'll find out how many more Trump women were grabbed in the collar by Gloria Allred and dragged out to a press conference.
Sorry about that, John.
Live and local, right after Psycho Mike and Dr. Drew on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Take $200 off select American-made Fender guitars. Get a Martin X-Series Acoustic Electric for $449, a Yamaha Acoustic for just $99, or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
This isn't just a commercial. It's a gift to anyone who's sick and tired of dealing with their hearing loss. Because we'll give everyone who calls a free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Not only that, we'll also give you free shipping and free batteries for life. But you must call now. 1-800-661-2231. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so small and discreet, most people won't even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're sick of dealing with your hearing loss, let us give you a 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-661-2231. That's 1-800-661-2231. 1-800-661-2231.
Don't just listen. Get involved.
Get involved. Get involved.
Call us at 800-ABC-KABC.
Do it!
That's 800-222-5222.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
What's up, Southern California? This is Danny Batsalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. I got Goalie Vidani from Keller Williams in Calabasas to my right. I got Ramey Mitschke from Movement Mortgage on the lines, ready to help you with all things mortgage. We're having so much fun today talking about all things real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate. What a great time to invest in real estate. Or you need help with a refinance or a purchase loan, this is the place to go. The Real Estate Zone is your number one show. And in this next segment, what we're going to do is we are all going to vote on Halloween costumes for Goalie, right? That's what we talked about at the break.
I can't figure out a Halloween costume. So if you have a great idea, but here's the thing. My sister and I have to go as a duo. So first we were thinking Kylie and Kendall.
Please, no.
Yeah, but I think we're fighting over who gets to be Kylie. We both want to be Kylie. So that's not going to work out.
But I also said no one will have, maybe the girls will. I would have no idea who you are.
Yes, you would. I would do it the right way.
Really?
You'd know exactly who it was.
All right.
Right, Ramey? Wouldn't you want to be the one with the pink hair?
I don't even know what those girls look like.
Kevin and I have no, I don't know that we'll dress up. We'll go to a party or something, but we haven't figured out costumes yet. But I think Kylie and Kendall would be awesome for you and your sister.
I think so, too. But if anybody has any ideas, give us a call.
Is there some like special look that they have that we would know who they are?
Yes, they do. All yeah, right. Absolutely. Kylie wears those jumpsuits with the, you know, crop tops and like big bomber jackets, and she's got pink hair.
Still, I have no idea. Be like, all right. All right. I need one, too, by the way, because I'm going to Goalie's house for Halloween. See your husband has an awesome costume. Nader's got the Pablo Escobar going.
Which is the reason why I need a good costume, because he's going as Pablo Escobar. He's been growing this mustache for ages. I mean, his costume is going to be like spot on. And then my brother-in-law looks just like Agent Murphy. And so they're going to go together as
That's
a duo.
That's going to be good.
So they wanted my sister and I to go as Tata and Valeria, but that's too boring. You know, I'd rather go as La Kika or Limon. I don't know. I got to figure it out.
What about Blackie?
Or Blackie, sure. You know, we got to figure it out.
This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. We'll post pictures on, how about we'll post pictures on our Real Estate Zone Facebook page?
Yes,
for
let's
our
do
listeners
it. Yes.
For Halloween.
Yes.
I need a costume too. I actually want to dress up this year. Like, we never dress up for Halloween. The kids always do, but we never do.
Well, in our neighborhood, you have to, right,
yes.
Danny? Because you came last year and you saw the mayhem and the chaos, and everybody dresses up, and like
totally.
you're the odd man out if you don't.
Yes, Calabasas gets crazy for Halloween. It's
yeah.
nuts.
It really
yeah.
does.
Yeah. So I'm gonna think of something for this year.
Okay.
We'll do it. Ramey, are you dressing up? Did you tell us you were?
I don't think so. We're still unpacking. I just can't imagine putting something together in time.
All right. No problem. You're like close to Washington, D.C. You could do something political.
We totally could.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm not allowed to talk about... Elena said I'm not allowed to talk about politics today.
Okay.
I told her, I'm like, you're going to... I have no topics. Like, it's either politics or sports or real estate. I'm down to only two topics then. Speaking of sports, did you guys watch the Dodgers, guys? I know this is a real estate show, but the Dodgers are in the NLDS after one of the most exciting baseball games I have ever seen.
What made it exciting? I heard you say that.
So first of all, it was like a 4.5-hour game, which
okay.
doesn't sound exciting. Sounds long and boring, but it was so exciting because every inning, like every pitch was so significant. And then the Dodgers had their closer, who usually pitches like one inning, come in the seventh inning. And then their Cy Young award winning, like top guy who makes $200 million, Clayton Kershaw, came in at the end of the game to save a game. He had never done that in his whole career.
Wow.
And so like
okay.
everyone was excited, and you know, the place was going crazy. It was in Washington. Actually, it was against the Washington Nationals, Ramey, where you are.
Oh, I actually didn't watch any baseball last night though, but I heard about it.
Yeah, it was a couple nights ago. So that was super exciting, and the Dodgers, our L.A. Dodgers, play tonight against the Cubs at 5 o'clock, so that's going to be really cool. We play in Chicago.
How fun.
Goalie looks really excited about this.
No, I actually am. I think that's great. I'm really into sports, especially baseball.
Right, right. I could tell. I could tell. All right, well, should we get back to real estate, ladies? What do
Let's
you say?
Let's do it.
All
Let's
right, cool.
It.
Sounds good. Elena said no politics, so we're real estate all the way. Let's do it. So we're talking about today. We're having such an awesome show. We're talking about why now is the time to sell your home. Don't wait. Don't delay. And the first two things we told you earlier was number one, there's a low inventory market. There's a shortage of homes on the market. And by the way, I wanted to mention that if you want to know how much your home is worth, if you're curious, because right now your home is probably worth more than it's ever been in the history of time. And right now is the time to check out that value. And I have a website for you that'll give you a value range, tbghomevalues.com. That's tbghomevalues.com. You can check the value of your home right then and there. If you want to give us a call, we can also chat about it and talk to you about that value. If you want to do it live on the air, give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. So we told you we're in a low inventory market. We also told you that interest rates are super low, and that gives buyers a lot of purchasing power. So it gives them the advantage in, or it gives them the help in buying the home so that you have a big pool of buyers to choose from. So those are the first couple reasons. The next one's actually a little bit different that we haven't talked about a lot, Goalie. And what I want to mention is that technology has done so many cool things. There's so many new innovations in technology that there really hasn't been a better time to sell your home in terms of exposure. Right. So there's so many cool things that we are now doing as your real estate agents to get the home exposed, to get people to see it, that allows them to see if it's the right home before they even come and take a look at it. There's now virtual reality. There's 3D tours. There's videos. There's all kinds of cool stuff that's accessible to the buyers. And that really helps us out.
Absolutely, Danny. And don't forget drone photography, which is something that we've been utilizing this year. And it's done wonders for marketing our properties. And it's just a beautiful way of capturing the entire essence of the home and getting a nice aerial shot. And then, you know, we have a, and speaking of technology, we have a lot of foreign investors coming into the United States, primarily Los Angeles, and buying homes. And before, the way that these foreign investors were seeing the homes is that you were hoping to catch them through your internet lead generation sites, right? And now we have a specific international MLS system that we employ, which is fantastic. And it's not a system that a lot of real estate agents can use. And it's fantastic because we can go directly on the international MLS and get these buyers. So yeah, technology, the advancements in technology in terms of marketing really helps get the house sold more quickly and for more money.
Yeah, and back to, like, I don't want to keep harping on this, but back to simple economics, you know, the more exposure we can get for your property, the more buyers see the property, the more likelihood it's going to sell and the higher price you're going to get. So it all kind of goes together, you know, as another factor of why there's never really been a better time, if you're thinking of selling your home, to do it now and
Absolutely.
To take a look at that. Good stuff. And I actually have one more. We've already talked about this a lot, but I think where the market cycle is, if you are looking to really take advantage of, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, I want to sell at the top of the market, right? That's the best time to sell. Well, if you talk to the experts, we are closer to the top of the market than really anything else. You know, we're not sure whether we're still going up, whether maybe we're flattening out, maybe we're going down. But I think everyone probably agrees that we are at or near kind of that height of the market. We've been seeing appreciation for so long. We're at the, you know, year 7, year 8 of what is typically a 7 to 10 year cycle. So the appreciation and the equity that you've built in your property over this period of time, it is a fantastic time to preserve that, take that out, whether you know, a lot of people are downsizing, a lot of people are moving sideways, a lot of people are upgrading, yet this is the time to take a look at that and do that based upon all the economic indicators in the market cycle.
Absolutely. And you know, there's another economic indicator. I read the other day that foreclosures are down year over year by 30%. And that says a lot about our lending community. And it shows that they're doing a great job actually giving money to people who deserve to have the money and can pay their
Imagine
loans,
that.
Right? Right. But it also is a great indicator of where our market is going, because as soon as foreclosures start to hit the market and you start to see more short sales is when the market starts to decline. And we're just not seeing that quite yet.
100% agree with that, goalie. Great point. Well, folks, you're listening to the Real Estate Zone. We got lots of good topics for you today, talking about why you should sell your house now if that's what you need to do. This is the time for all of the reasons that we just talked about. If you have questions on that, give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. Goalie Ramey, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap this up, and we are going to talk about luxury and celebrity real estate. I know that's what y'all want to hear. So come on back to the Real Estate Zone, and we'll talk about it in just a minute.
On the next episode.
It's Peter Tilden on the next Peter Tilden at 10. Trump faces new allegations. More leaks concerning Hillary, and the American Psychological Association is now offering coping tips because this election is messing up so many people's heads. All that and more, and I'll give you those tips starting at 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Betzalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. Danny Betzalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563.
You go to the dentist and find out you need a root canal or a periodontist, and that means another appointment with another doctor at another location, maybe in a couple of days or weeks. Well, now there's a much easier and affordable way. Dr. Messer Connie has put together a team of experts at LA Dentists Group, a collaborative dentistry practice, the newest field of dentistry that provides a prosthodontist, periodontist, orthodontist, general cosmetic and sedation dentist, medical doctor, and anesthesiologist all under one roof. For anxious patients, they do safe sedation. They do implants, full mouth restoration, teeth straightening, smile makeovers with porcelain veneers and crowns, all under one roof. LA Dentist Group utilizes a 3D imaging scanner, so they can save you time by pre-planning treatments. They even have their own lab to personally supervise your final restoration. To schedule your appointment with Dr. Messer Connie and LA Dentist Group, call LA 888-95-TEETH, 888-95-TEETH, or ladentistgroup.com.
Your source for breaking news. Live and local. KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Hey, what's up, Southern California? This is Danny Batsalkin, your host of The Real Estate Zone, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC, talking about all things real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or you have questions about mortgage finance, whether you need to get a purchase loan or a refinance. This is your place to go. I got Goalie Vidani from Keller Williams Calabasas and TBG Homes. I got Ramey Michke from Movement Mortgage talking about the Movement Mortgage Easy app, the easiest way to get a mortgage loan, whether it's a purchase or a refinance. Ramey, you like the way I pitched that?
I love it.
All right, there we go. So log on, check out our Facebook page, or just go to movement.com, and you can go straight into and get routed into the Movement Mortgage Easy app. So, goalie, that sounds awesome. Ramey, we are rock and rolling today on our show. We're talking about why now is the time to sell, because there are so many good reasons. And just to quickly wrap them up, we talked about the low interest rates. We talked about the low inventory climate. We talked about all the technology available right now. And we did talk about the home appreciation that we've seen over the last, 6 to 8 years, including 6.6% just over the last year. So if you've been thinking about this, if you've been thinking about moving, maybe trading up into a larger home, maybe trading into a different area, now is the time to do it. And give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. We'll chat with you about it after the show, or even now you can call our TBG Homes hotline number and we will talk to you there live and in person. Goalie, give them the hotline number. Let's hear it.
Our TBG hotline number, give us a call at 1-800-358-7563. 1-800-358-7563. I'm sorry I don't do that as well as Ramey, but I promise it's the same phone number.
See, Ramey, you're not here live. You can't give the hotline number.
I can still give it from here.
All right, give it to our listeners one more time.
1-800-358-7563.
There we go. I love it. So guys, this is the time of the show that everyone waits for. People wake up all over Southern California waiting for Goalie's Celebrity and Luxury Real Estate update. Unfortunately, our live Facebook feed just cut out right before this.
Oh, it did.
So we'll have to post everything on our Real Estate Zone Facebook page, even though the feed cut out. So, Goalie, what do you have for us today? We're so excited to hear about all the celebrity and luxury real estate news.
Yes, no problem. So, Emilia Clarke. You guys probably don't know who that is.
Just Queen of Dragons.
Yes, the Mother of Dragons. That's right. Yes, the Mother of Dragons. Also known as Daenerys Targaryen, one of my favorite TV show characters. She's amazing. Maybe that's what I should dress up as.
Yeah, yes.
That would be fun.
Are you going to go like when she comes out of the burning fire?
No. Danny. No.
Oh, even Ramey laughed.
Yeah.
Even Ramey laughed. You kind of set yourself up for that one.
Okay, maybe I did. Okay, right. So Emilia Clarke has just purchased a home.
Not much of a costume
Venice.
There.
Yeah, I know. dang. Emilia Clarke has just purchased a home in Venice. She's actually originally from Berkshire, England. And so she is now in Venice, California. She's probably wanting to be closer to Hollywood because she's doing a lot of jobs and getting a lot of work. She just bought an awesome place right on the beach for $4.64 million. It's a gorgeous beachside little house. It's 2,800 square feet, super modern, new construction, absolutely beautiful. It's got this incredible pool that sort of looks like a lap pool, but is wider, and it's like 30 feet long. Emilia Clarke has just moved to Venice. Yeah.
She's actually a brunette, you know?
Yeah, she is. She's a brunette in real life. Yeah. And she's also like apparently like 5 feet tall.
I heard about
that. She's tiny.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. And she's so adorable.
We're not really focused there, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So that's Emilia Clarke moving to Venice.
There we go.
Also, Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra's place in the desert is back on the market. So,
I remember this house.
Yes. So this is the second owner, actually, for this property. Frank Sinatra does not own this property anymore. And they've been trying to sell this house. They've put it on the market two other times in the past 5 years, but to no avail. They have not been able to sell it. So now they've reduced the price tag. It's now at $3.9 million, and they've added an additional 2.5 acres of land, making it a total of 7.5 acres.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of desert.
Yes, it's a lot of desert. So so hopefully it'll sell for them this time. This was Frank Sinatra commissioned this compound in 1967 when he really wanted to sort of get away from all of Hollywood, and he built this compound for himself in the desert. And it's right and like on the edges of Rancho Mirage. And hopefully they'll be able to sell it now. It's an incredible house. It looks like it's a, you know, if you look at the pictures, it's got a lot of amenities, 5 bedrooms, multiple stone fireplaces, a guest home. It's got a well and a water tower.
Wow.
It's got 2 saunas. It's got a lighted tennis court. It's got a helipad.
Wow. Okay.
But cool. If you look at like the actual home itself and the inside, it needs like, it looks like it needs some refurbishing. But I think that people who are, you know, Frank Sinatra fans and would like that sort of old world Hollywood look.
Sure.
I think it still resembles that. And so they probably wanted to maintain that look.
That sounds pretty cool. I don't like Palm Springs, but if I did, it would sound really cool.
Yes. My husband loves Palm Springs.
Really?
Yes.
Why? I don't get it.
I think the heat. He loves the heat. I don't know.
He likes
Yeah, it's that dry heat. He loves it.
All right.
Yeah. And last but not least, right in my own backyard.
Yes.
Angelina Jolie has moved to Hidden Hills Calabasas.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Her and her kids are renting a place in Hidden Hills, which I think is perfect for them because it's beautiful. The homes are big. They're spacious. There's a ton of security, which is exactly what she needs. They're leasing a place until they find something to buy.
Okay, nice. I love Hidden Hills. That's one of my favorite areas in LA.
One of mine too. It's gorgeous. Hidden Hills is amazing. So she's renting there. And I'm not really clear about this, but rumor has it that she's renting Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen's old place.
Oh, okay.
But cool. I can't confirm that.
All right, you can't confirm or deny?
I can't confirm or deny that.
I love it. Wait, back to the Queen of Dragons.
Yes. Mother of Dragons.
Mother of Dragons. This would be cool because then your sister can be the translator girl. You know, the translator girl that's always with her?
Oh, that's a great idea, Danny.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that she could go as a dragon.
She could go as a dragon, too. Raimi, what do you think?
I like the idea.
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And then, like, in the middle of the night, you could just, like, you guys could light a fire. You can walk out through the thing in Calabasas.
I have to look at costume options, okay?
I love this. Hey, well, guys, before we go today, a friend of the show is calling in. Vladislav, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, calling from North Hollywood.
Yes, Vladislav, I know you're a big friend of the show. We love hearing from you. What's happening this morning?
Thank you. I have a question for Remy Martin. What is interest rate right now?
Yes, Remy Mitschke. What's going on? How are interest rates?
No one ever calls me Remy Martin.
It's good cognac. You try it.
I know. My dad's last name is actually Martin. So I learned that one young. But interest rates they're all over the place. It really, really depends on what it is you're trying to do. So I suggest you call us after the show on the hotline. And then let's put something together that really makes sense for what it is you're looking at doing.
Okay, and loans, how many years? Because I have an uncle, he is also giving loans. Interest rate a little higher. I don't know. How many years are you giving loans?
Well, again, it's going to depend on you on what you want. Traditionally, most people ask for a 30-year, but there's 20-year or 10-year options, or you can do an ARM. Again, we can get really creative. Do whatever you want.
Such great questions. Vladislav, thanks as always for calling in. We love what a fan you are of our show.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. So, Raimi, great questions, right? I mean, interest rates, you know, I know we've talked about it. Extremely low right now. This is the time to take advantage. And, Raimi, we could all take advantage of the new Movement Mortgage Easy app, which you've posted on our Facebook page, or you can go to movement.com, right?
Absolutely. You guys should check it out. Seriously, it's almost like a fun little game.
Yeah, I do want to check it out and see maybe I can get Frank Sinatra's house.
Maybe you
in
could.
In Palm Springs.
Yeah.
You never know. good stuff. So we got lots of things happening in mortgage, lots of things happening in real estate. Once again, we've been talking about it all show, but now is the time to make that move. If you've been thinking about selling, give us a call on that hotline number. I think we should have Raimi give it out. Just because everyone loves to hear Raimi's voice.
Hotline number is 1-800-358-7563.
All right, 1-800-358-7563. That is the hotline number. We have people standing by from Movement Mortgage. We have people standing by from TBG Homes and Keller Williams, ready to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Now is the time to check all that out. So this has been really, really good stuff today. We look forward to hearing from all of you. Goalie, any last final words here for our listeners as we sign off for the weekend?
Find me a Halloween costume.
I think we're good. I think we like the Daenerys.
Okay, we'll confirm next week.
We like Daenerys. We're all going to vote on it. We'll see. We should have asked Vladislav what he thought. He's a big fan of the show. So good stuff, guys. So for Goalie Vidani of Keller Williams, Calabasas, and TBG Homes, for Raimi Mitschke out in Virginia with a team here in Los Angeles ready to help you all across the country anywhere you need a loan, Raimi and Movement Mortgage are here for you. Raimi, thanks so much for being on the show. I am your host, Danny Batsalkin, TBG Holmes, Keller Williams. Thanks for tuning in. This has been The Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California BRE license number 01421366. Remy Michke, Movement Mortgage, NMLS ID 338798. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing opportunity, NMLS ID 39179, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
This election season, Angelina needs someone who is respected by the community.